Hello, I'm Jen Taylor, host of the Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I am letting you know that I have created a great quiz that will help you figure out which of the eight CEOs you need to be working on and the tasks that would benefit you the most. I hope you hop down to the show notes, click the link, and take the quiz. I promise it's a quick 2-minute quiz, and I can't wait to see what your feedback is. Thank you. Hey, I'm Jen Taylor, and you're listening to Design Your Wedding Business. As a wedding business coach, I've made it my mission to help creative entrepreneurs build streamlined workflows, processes, and procedures so they can grow their business and spend time on what they love the most, their craft, their family, and their lives. I understand how you feel, and I know it may not be fun to put in the work to build a well-oiled machine, but luckily for you, that's what I love to do. On this podcast, I'm teaching you how to take the stress and chaos out of your business, remove the guesswork, and discover a clear, profitable path to sustainable growth. Let's get started. Hello, Jen Taylor, Design Your Wedding Business podcast. I can't believe I'm on episode 100. This is crazy. I want to thank you all for listening and keeping me motivated and talking about things that I love to talk about, which is business and weddings. So in episode 100, I've been talking like I'm going to rant and rave and blah, 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 blah. Well, I am going to rant and rave a little bit. I want to talk about marketing. I'm not an expert, nor I'll ever say I am one. In fact, I think in my world, within weddings, we use the term marketing. I wrote down incorrectly, but in a sense, that is not what we want. We are looking for visibility. We want visibility in our business. How do we get visibility in our business? So let me give you the definition of marketing. Marketing currently defined by the American Marketing Association, which if you look it up, they do change it every once in a while. The first definition was in 1934. They just updated it, I think, 5 years ago, 2018. So this is the definition. The activity, set of instructions, and processes for creating, communicating, delivering, and exchanging offerings that have value for customers, clients, partners, and the society at large. What is that? So here's the definition of visibility, and I'm going to give you all of them. The quality or state of being, you're being visible. The degree of clearness, as in the atmosphere or the ocean, or even yourself. The quality or state of being visible, the degree or clearness, capable of being readily noticed, capability of affording an unobstructed view. I think the first two are exactly what I see as wedding professionals we are looking for. We are looking for the quality or state of being, the degree of clearness. So we've got to be clear of what we want in our business to get the visibility we want in our business. And then the capability of being readily noticed. That's the second part of it. So, you know, I have people say, I love your topics on marketing. I want to know more about marketing. I just want to be visible. I want you to see me. I want my clients to see me, my potential clients to see me. And how they do that is an overall arching way of looking at marketing. Whether you're business to client, they also have new terms, you know, client to business, client to client, whatever. I want everyone to see what I do. And there's lots of ways of doing it. So I think being visible is more effective than marketing for any industry. We want to be visible. You know, when I work on business plans with my clients, I use the term visibility. It's not the term marketing. I talk about it in my eight CEOs because there is no chief of visibility. It's chief of marketing, but it really should be the chief of visibility. You want to be visible. So what are the ways to be visible? And I'll just list through them and then I'll break them down. Social media, of course. Pinterest. I separate that. It's different. Email marketing. Blogs / SEO. That's another way to be visible. Local networking. Venue relationships. Wedding professional relationships. So all of those are ways, if you want to speak, being in magazines and other blogs and being a person on Wedding Pro or the knot or somebody, you know, where you're being visible, there's other ways to be visible. So when you're going through this and you're looking at how do I want to be visible? Let's just take the first one. Okay, social media. So now let's make a plan around social media. Where do you want to be visible? But the first question is, who do you want to be visible to? It really starts with your SEO. It starts with those keywords, that ideal client, that ideal avatar. Who is that person? Who are you talking to in your business? So you sat down, you've listened to Sarah. It was just recently. We just talked about SEO. You know, you signed up for her course. You're like, okay, I want to be visible to this person. These are the keywords I'm looking for. Okay, you've got that. Now, where are those people at? Where are you being visible? We can all assume they're not on Facebook, unless you're marketing towards moms. And then we can say maybe Instagram, TikTok, and whatever else you want to be on. For tailored events, I focus on Instagram and Facebook because TikTok, I am just not there yet. I am old. Then for Design Your Wedding Business, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook, I'm on LinkedIn. And then for tailored events, I'm on Pinterest. Soon, Design Your Wedding Business will be on Pinterest as well, because that's a whole nother animal. Okay, so we figured out social media. Okay, you figured out when you've created your schedule, your plan. You've created your processes around social media. This is why I don't talk. This is why it drives me crazy when everybody's like, I want to talk about marketing. You need to have the processes around all of this. So what is your process around your social media? What's your calendar? What's your blog posts? When are you going to post? Are you going to post more organically or are you going to have a scheduler? I suggest a scheduler. I suggest the scheduler sets the time. There's times I got posts going on at 7 o'clock at night. I'm like, God, who is doing, you know, but they're out there. So what's the process around your social media? So then Pinterest, that's a whole nother ball game. Go back and listen to, I'll have them in the show notes what episode, but the episode with Julianne, and she talks about Pinterest and she talks about all of the details around it. It's amazing. I only pin one time a month for tailored events. In fact, I'm recording this on March 1st. Sometime this week, I will go in and do all of my February posting for all my blog posts. And I'll probably do a real wedding in there as well. So what's that schedule look like? There's a whole process around Pinterest that you have to think about. Email marketing, funnels, sending out an email to people that sign up for your email list, how to grow your email list. Those are all parts of visibility. Blog posts, blogging, goes back to the SEO. What are you going to blog about? What's the SEO around it? What's your, you know, what are those things? And then that goes back into Pinterest. It all circles around. It can then go into your social media. There's people that do all of that. Those are huge chunks of time and energy to create those. I sat down last week and I create a calendar. I'm old school. I pulled up the Word document. I have a calendar template, pick the calendar template, and I go in there and I create my calendar of what I want to talk about. And I have an Excel spreadsheet for tailored events of all the blog posts I want to write. I have a content calendar for Design Your Wedding Business. So all those things are already created and I just take the time to be visible in it and make sure I have the time to do it. Marketing isn't just take a pill in your marketing. It's a lot of things and it's a lot of work. And it's not going to be a happy fix. It's not going to be the pill. I'm going to do one thing and I'm going to go viral and it's going to be amazing. That's not going to happen. It's a lot of work. You're not an overnight success instantaneously. You're an overnight success after years of work. Local networking. If you want a way to get visible, end of story. You go out and network the crap out of yourself. I've done it. Height of tailored events. We were going out almost weekly to networking events, meeting with people, seeing people, connecting with people. All of those things. As my human design, as a 2-4, my networking is amazing, but I have to hermit. The last 5 years, I've hermited a lot. We've all hermited it to some degree during this time frame. It is hard for me to now get out of that hermit mode, knowing I full know that if I go out there and network, it will be amazing. And I will connect with people that I haven't seen. I will connect with new people. I will do that. It is the part of the business that grows the most. because you're working with other wedding professionals on a weekend, week out basis. Who is going to refer you? Those people that you see and connect with on a weekend and week out basis. Venue relationships, same thing. I've got a list of venues that I am reaching out to. I have on my calendar on March 1st, I am going to reach out to those venues in Maui. Then I started thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I need one person to give me a date first, then I'll do the rest of it. So I reached out to her this morning saying, hey, coming out, here's the dates. You pick a time. When she picks a time, then I can throw the rest of the calendar in place and go for it. But I am making an effort to spend out of the 2 weeks I'm on Maui, I am taking a week to meet with people, meet with venues on Maui. And I'm doing the same here. I've got a list. I spent a day calling people. I spent 2 days doing venues, and I have more to do. So making those venue connections. Where do you want to work? Where do you want to be on the vendor list? Wedding professional relationships. We had a list for Tailored Events back in 2017-18 of all the wedding pros that we have worked with or that we wanted to work with. And we had a schedule of reaching out to them, sending them a physical note, reaching out to them, see if they wanted to do coffee, whatever that is. And that's going to come back. I have a landing spot on the east side that I'm going to do that. I'm going to take a day or two out of my schedule and say, hey, I'm going to be at this place. Come meet me for coffee. Come meet me for lunch. I want to see you. I want to connect with you. So out of all of these areas, and in no particular order, because I just wrote them out when I was thinking about this, is the ways to be visible, social media, Pinterest, email marketing, blogging yourself, being on other people's blogs, maybe being on other people's podcasts, local networking, magazines, if you want to speak, all of those other things, venue relationships, wedding professional relationships, those are the ways to be visible. When people knew my business, they saw my logo, they knew who I was because I had gone out there and done the work. Marketing isn't just them seeing your logo and knowing who you are. It is knowing who you are as a person, not as a logo. So break down each one of these, see what works for you and your business, and make a plan on how to execute it. Sit down and create the standard operating procedure on how to be visible. What are those things that you need to do to be visible? If you need help or completely overwhelmed, because I know I'm just completely overwhelmed myself right now, like, whew, I'm overwhelming myself and I have a plan. Reach out. Let's create your business plan around visibility and the other 7 strategic areas of your business. So you can walk into the rest of this year with a plan, knowing that you can create that visibility and they know who you are. So with that, rant and rave over. I hope you all have a great day. And thank you again for sticking around for 100 episodes. I am looking forward to the next 100. Okay, bye. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Design Your Wedding Business. If you love what you're learning each week, please let me know by leaving a rating and a review. And while you're there, don't forget to follow the show so you don't miss out on any new episodes. As always, you can head over to my website, JenTaylorConsulting.com, to check out all the links and resources from this episode in the show notes. I'll talk to you all next week.